at the end of John 3, we see this great declaration in verse 35. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand. We could spend the rest of our lives, and really we ought to spend the rest of our lives, meditating on this great defining reality. We've said something like this before, but it bears repeating. The Father's love for the Son is the key to everything. I don't mean merely the key to theology. I don't mean merely the key to the New Testament. I don't merely mean the key to living the Christian life. I mean quite literally the key to everything. The Father loved the Son. The world was made by the Son. The world was made through the Son. The world was made for the Son. All reality, everything that exists, everything that we know is a platform to show, to disclose the Father's love for the Son. Calvin said that the world is the theater of God's glory, and God is glorified in His Son. And much more mysteriously, much more deeply, God is glorified in the death of His Son. Remember, the last time God spoke from heaven in the Gospels was on Palm Sunday when Jesus said, Father, glorify Your name, as He entered Jerusalem. And there was a voice from heaven, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. This was in prospect of the crucifixion of Jesus just a few days later. The love of the Father is even shown in the crucifixion of the Son. That bears some analysis. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us at rampartpublications.com.